This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got this earlier. Is it true? This is the first time the Cowboys defense has ever given up more than 500 points. Yes, yes, indeed, it is true. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. Sorry we had to push things back, but there's been a couple things going on at 11 o'clock today also.
Mickey, there are 6 head coach openings. You don't have any news to break there, right?
What?
What, to fill one of those?
No, everything's good with our head coach, I'm assuming.
I want the Giants job.
Okay.
You know what? They do want a Spagnola up there. Like they are fans.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
When you look at these openings, just tell me who has the best quarterback in place.
Well, I guess that might depend on what you think about Fernando in place, because we might be okay. I got you in place. Different deal. Now, we were just talking about it. I know this is not surprising given the defense that we've watched all year, but to finish the season even with an extra game as the first Cowboys team to ever give up more than 500 points feels pretty, I'm going to say, depressing.
Well, and I think the depressing part about it, it's not so much the 500, because you've played, you know, a 17-game season now, right?
Yeah.
But I went back and looked, and this is the worst average per game, and it didn't matter if it was 1960, the first season in, franchise history when there was only 12 games, or 61, or 89. You name the season, even when they went 5-11 for 3 years in a row, they didn't give up this 30 points a game like this year.
Okay.
And this was just another continuation. And guess what? One team contributed 71 points to that total, and it was your New York Football Giants.
As predicted, right?
Yeah, no, okay. No. I would not have predicted that. All right, so then on the surface, it would seem as though someone has to pay for that, and I know Eberflus is the easy, I don't know if you think candidate or scapegoat is the right word. What is your read on that? Because from hearing from Jerry, man, I think he was going to keep him.
Well, if he does, he better get some players.
For sure.
Do you realize until Clowney got his 3 sacks yesterday, he and Houston were sitting there at 5.5, right, in 16 games?
Yeah.
The fewest sacks a Cowboy sack leader has had since 82, when the sacks became an official NFL stat, was 6.
That's rough.
6. They were at 5.5. All right?
Wow.
So you're sitting there going, okay, well, I guess I need defensive end help, right? Well, then you look at the linebackers and you're going, I really need a middle linebacker too, right? And then you look at the cornerbacks.
Oh,
and you're out there with a seventh round draft choice rookie who got cut in Minnesota and a fifth round draft choice who'd been hurt most of the year. Those were your starters.
Okay, Mickey,
and
I
you
can...
had two other starters who combined for 13 starts, and they're not even on the team. So when you start repairing this defense, where are you going?
Okay.
Can I get all those things?
I mean, yeah, because you don't have four first-round picks. But I want to jump in on the cornerback bandwagon because, obviously, one year we know Trayvon Diggs had 11 interceptions. Another season, Deron Bland had six interceptions returned for touchdowns. This year, the Cowboys total had six interceptions, the lowest they've had in a season in franchise history, and their last one was caught by a defensive tackle. So that's
so
pretty bad.
Bland turned into a pretty darn good find in the fifth round, right?
Yep.
Diggs was a second round pick, right?
Yep.
Played at Alabama. Those are pretty talented guys.
Sure.
Name me the most talented guy that played the most at cornerback this year.
Reddy Stewart.
Yeah, okay. He played the most.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was an undrafted guy that played special teams with the Bears a little bit and then went to Minnesota and got cut.
Right.
And Kalen Carson was a late pick, so...
That's what I was talking
about.
He was the fifth round pick.
Yeah, man.
So you had starters that combined for 13 starts that are no longer on the team. So, yeah, Eberflus, why don't you get some more interceptions?
Yeah, okay.
Well, we struggled getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. They went into this game with only 31 sacks. I counted up, they were like 27th or 28th in sacks in the league. And then Clowney explodes and saves the day, and it finishes with 8.5. So they didn't have to sit there and go, well, our sack leader had 5.5 sacks.
So all we really need is a pass, at least one pass rusher, at least one linebacker, at least a corner. Okay, two linebackers, probably two cornerbacks, a safety, and then maybe a left guard.
And then you would like to spend money to re-sign Pickens, right?
Yep.
You would like to spend money to try to re-sign Clowney, although he's going into his 13th season. So you're not going to sign the guy for a five-year deal,
sure,
right? And
sure.
Give him a big signing bonus. So can you do it? You know, is he willing? And then who's playing middle linebacker for me?
And then I got a lot of questions also, and I know Tyler Smith kind of discussed this a little bit. He's going to be talking about it with Schottenheimer and them during his exit interview, but his potential move to left tackle,
yeah.
Like, how would that affect things going forward there too?
Well, then you have to find a left guard. And then what are you doing with Guyton?
Maybe moving him to right tackle?
Maybe that.
Okay, maybe. Can he stay healthy enough to make you feel good about that?
Don't know about that.
Got another question.
And then you got to ask yourself, am I going to use a 3 years in a row, a first round pick and an offensive lineman?
Right.
Especially when you
Somewhere
have so many defensive
free
needs.
Agency has to come into play, right?
Yeah,
sure.
But again, how much are you willing to spend? And they don't have a portal in the NFL.
We could really use that right now.
I've been telling you we need a portal. I said that last time, dude. I was like, let's get a portal going.
Well, Mickey,
yeah.
this sounds very much like a, but aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? It really, really feels like that's the information we're getting right now.
I mean, you know, we talk about scheme for defense. Well, if you're leery about my guy lining up and playing man-to-man, well, then you're going to play zone. But to play zone...
We're
going to
reconnect with you in just one second. Sorry, Mickey, we're having a little bit of a phone issue. Let's try to reconnect real quick on that before he gets too far into his answer.
Somebody said Eberflus is responsible for personnel on the field. I don't know that he's responsible for the personnel he's given. I think he's responsible for how it performs whenever he has them. And being able to get, you know, something out of something that's just not going to work. Mazi wasn't going to work.
Sure.
Nobody, everybody they brought through couldn't get the best out of him. Sometimes that's just the case. But I do believe, I agree with you're given this. But whenever you're like, hey, this is what you gave me and it's not good enough, I need better. You have to be vocal about that too.
All right, we got Mickey back there. Sorry, we were starting to chop up when you were starting your answer. So go back ahead and dive into that.
I was trying to remember where I left off.
We were talking just too about the personnel, if you're going to run zone.
That's right. Yeah. And so you've got so many needs. You do have two first round picks, which, you know, basically tells you I better not trade one of them to get, use two of them for one guy, right?
Yeah. True.
I need two players out of that.
Yes.
And then in free agency, all right, but remember you spent a lot of money to re-sign Lamb and Dak. So now where do I spread out my affordable funds? You can't just snap your finger and say, okay, I'm going to solve every one of these in the offseason. But they got to try, right? You got to try. I understand there's free agency, but you know my philosophy on free agency. Why is the guy a free agent?
Right.
You know, if he's so good, why didn't that team re-sign him and keep him? Now,
yeah.
I understand cap problems, but again, to me, if it's a player that I just want to have, I'm going to do my best to be able to try and keep him. You've got one franchise tag, so, you know, you may have to use that. We'll see how that goes. And then try to keep everybody happy. And we saw how that went last offseason. So it's like, I understand, but I just seem to think that, you know, scheme. So you try, everybody kind of fell in love with this idea of a five-man front on
yes.
defensive line,
yeah.
right? But then how did teams counter that?
Yeah.
Why do you think Tracy was catching all those passes? Because when they were in a five-man front, you're down one. You're down one a linebacker, and then who's covering the wide receiver in man, because you're not zoning that guy. When you're deficient in talent and you can't get corners that can play man defense exceptionally, I think you have to look there and middle linebacker. And, you know, you got Shamar James and DeMarvion Overshown. I don't know if any of them are a prototype middle linebacker. They're kind of outside linebackers. I mean, James finished with 13 tackles, you know, and some of them were out of necessity because no one stopped him up front at that point. They got a lot of things to work on, but just to say, well, that guy doesn't know what he's doing, I just don't know if that's fair or not. But then I'm sure there's some coaches that got fired yesterday that thought it was unfair, too.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. Did you pick up anything particularly interesting in the locker room? I know some guys boogie out ahead of time, but did you get to talk to anybody that had anything that you wanted to share with our audience?
Actually, that was part of the collision. I didn't get a chance to explain to you. Our podcast got moved to 11 o'clock on Mondays now.
Oh, no!
So I had three things I needed to do.
Man.
And unfortunately, I just did one, the podcast.
Sabotage.
Not to push you guys to the side.
I'm
going
to have
anything,
to talk to Derek about this for sure.
Yeah. We're going to fix this up.
We'll fix it.
All right. Could we chat again tomorrow to maybe put a bow on everything?
We can chat all week if you want.
Because, oh.
You know, I don't think we're going to get shoddy until Wednesday. I think that was kind of the plan. We'll see if it works out then. So we're going to have stuff, you know, something going on. Hopefully I don't have an exit interview.
Well, I was actually going to ask about another person, but like if push comes to shove and you have to make a pick right now, do you believe the Cowboys are going to retain Eberflus?
I think they are.
I do too.
Just from the way Jerry
yes.
was answering questions.
Yeah. No, I'm
and don't
with you.
Don't think, you know, he's scared of not doing what the popular opinion outside the star
right.
is, right?
Right.
I mean, he's, you know, he's big enough and strong enough to do what he thinks is right. So we'll see. We'll see where that one goes. Remember the big stink everybody made because he went up into the coach's box?
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much, right?
Yeah.
It didn't make much of a difference. And sometimes, you know, you look at the coordinator, but, you know, I think, you know, he brought some guys with him, but you got to look at the rest of the staff, too. And
yeah.
I think that's got something that they got to take a hard look at for sure.
Yeah. I'm with you. If maybe we could just cut a deal where he says he can stay, but Kenneth Murray cannot, I might be okay with that deal if we can cut that. Thank you very much, Mickey. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good, and I'll try to get somewhere where the connection's better.
Thank you very much.
All right, see you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Now, there's a few things that I saw some people, some feedback on this, and they said from the 469, yeah, we need a few spots filled on the defense, but our biggest need is a defensive coordinator. If we fix that, personnel needs aren't as dire. It's just...
And they also added that coaching helps out mediocre players. I don't think you had mediocre players.
You think you just had
bad players that weren't that didn't belong on this team.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in the we need to find a defensive identity, what Steven said on Friday.
Yeah.
And all right, so you need to find that identity. Do you think Eberflus has the identity in mind and you can help him fulfill that? Or what you saw this year, did it tell you that he doesn't have a clue what he wants either? He's just trying to say to CYA, well,
yeah.
I need this. Well, what do you need them for? What exactly are you trying to accomplish? Because I need to see what your identity is going to be.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and then there's this from the 682. There's absolutely zero chance Eberflus is back next year. I think you're wrong about that. I fundamentally think you're wrong about that. I know Jordan Schultz said yesterday, like, the thought is that Eberflus is going to be let go. And I'm not saying it won't happen, but the chance that he comes back is not zero. At least that has not been my interpretation of the situation. I still am not sure if he's coming back. There's just so many things that Jerry has said and Steven has said. But then again, they also said this game was super important to win. So take that for what you will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some Dallas Cowboys overreaction or reality? Just the Cowboys and AM on the FM as part of a stacked Expressway next on The Fan.
Third and 16. Dart back looking. And here comes pressure. And he has to dump it off at the 30. Two tackles missed. Bellinger to the 20. 15. 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan after the Cowboys get drubbed by the Giants 34-17 to finish up their season at 7-9-1. I've got some Cowboys overreaction or reality.
I dare you.
Okay, overreaction or reality. You are glad that the Cowboys lost yesterday.
I mean, yeah, ultimately in the post-mortem part of it, yes. What would the difference be? 12 or 18?
It depends.
There's a sliding
scale. I didn't look
scale.
At the tiebreakers once they lost.
I'm not quite sure how much further down they could go, but yeah, that sliding scale there, yes. I'm glad that they have 12 now. In the process of it all, as you're going forward with it, I don't want to see crappy football, and I feel like that's what I got.
Yeah.
And listen, man, I was at the Bearded Monkey. That place was very, very busy.
Me
Yet
too.
Yet again, Kevin showed up to the Bearded
it
Monkey yesterday.
It was packed.
Alex, you showed up to Taco Bueno, so I appreciate that. That was your day off, so I'm not gonna knock you for this one, all right?
Besides the fellowship, one of the reasons I did show up yesterday, fellowship, but also I was like a little worried
that
about
nobody
what the turnout
be there.
Because like this game didn't mean anything.
Right.
But then I was like, damn, there's a lot of freaking people here.
That's because that's how the Bearded Monkey rolls,
yeah.
And it was an awesome event, man. I love it, but like I don't want those people to have a crappy game to watch either. But those people were all there because they love the fan, they love the Bearded Monkey, and they love football. So they were there for
that's
all the other
nice.
Football games, too, that you saw going on. You ask, yes, I am, ultimately, but I hate watching bad football. Alex said that a couple weeks ago when he was asking about the snow game, and he was like, no, it's stupid. And I was like, yeah, I agree with him on that.
Alec, overreaction reality, you are glad the Cowboys lost yesterday.
I'm right there with Corey. It's a reality in the fact that, yes, I care about this team's long-term success and future, so I do want the better draft capital, but I hate watching my team suck at football.
For sure.
It's just tough to watch, and it made it just that yesterday. I found myself wanting to not watch the game. I still did, because I wanted to talk about it and whatnot. And I was kind of intrigued because it looked like the Giants offense was finally kind of figuring things out with guys that they found on the street playing wide receiver for them yesterday. So it was kind of intriguing. But at the same time, it was everything I expected. Oh, missed tackle. Oh, missed tackle. Oh, missed tackle. And I think it was on the first Giants possession. I saw one missed tackle in the open field. I think it was in the linebacker level. It might have been Shamar James who whiffed on a tackle. And I was like, yep. Kind of over this already, and there's no points on the board yet.
NFL overreaction reality. Dak not playing in the second half with the Cowboys trailing and a chance to win the passing yardage title for the first time in franchise history proves how irrelevant this game was.
Yes, reality.
Thank you, Alec.
Hold on. Can I ask a question, though? Dak didn't look great to start that game.
True.
And then had the trip and fall. It really literally looks like he just slipped on his own.
Yeah.
I wonder if that had anything to do with that.
They did make sure to switch the center, though.
If they were like, hey, this is bad.
Yeah.
You don't look good. That was something they said going into the game was it kind of depends on how things look. And they didn't look like they were functioning well as an offense. And I wonder if Schottenheimer was like, y'all don't have it. And that like that's gonna
Could be.
Y'all ain't got it today, guys. Sorry.
Could be. Alec?
Yep, right there with Corey again
reality.
In lockstep. It's a reality, and interesting note that you bring up about everything just generally not looking great. I would have done the same thing, honestly. If that's the way we're thinking that Shoddy was thinking, I would have went that same path too. Like, that first drive, if it's just disastrous, I'm punting. You know, not literally. I am punting on the game at that point, saying, my quarterback's healthy for the first time in a while. I'm done. I give up.
Yesterday, Jadeveon Clowney, career high 3 sacks. He is the only Dallas Cowboys player since 1982 with at least three sacks, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery in the same game. Overreaction or reality, Jadeveon Clowney's Herculean effort impacted your desire to bring him back?
I'll say overreaction.
Okay.
And it does stem from Mickey pointing out that he had five.
Hey, five and a half. Maybe.
He got more than half of his season sacks in one game. So yeah, he was in that place, yeah. and I don't know what he's got left. I don't know how important he is to the locker room. So I'm going to let them decide that because they observed it, like they watched it. That's going to matter so much more than anything else. Is how much of a role does he want to take in helping the future of this organization, the future of these players? Because that's going to be a bigger factor for me than anything else, and that's going to kill some of his money too. You know, I'm not paying you like a premium pass rusher if you're
right,
not one,
right?
And that's going to be something that he's going to be like, well, I still want to be paid. I'm not just here to be a mentor.
Alec, overreaction or reality? That effort changed your opinion at all, bringing back Jadeveon Clowney?
Overreaction, because I already wanted him back.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at too.
Yeah, the things that he's said post game after tough losses, and really just how it seems like he's progressed with each game. It's amazing what happens when you actually continuously play football. And he's been the first to say that, you know, I want a training camp next year and I want to be fully involved in the offseason program. I want to be at 100% week one. He's saying all the right things, and then he goes out there and closes the season in a game that nobody cared about, and he puts on, like you said, a Herculean effort. So I think it just solidifies what I was already thinking. I wanted him back because, to Corey's point, he's not an elite pass rusher. He's not an elite defender. He's not going to command as much on the open market, so I think he's just going to be tempted to say, kind of like it here. You know, if they do give me a 2-year contract, sure, let's take it. I don't even want to play the games of let's wait it out and see. I think he wants to be here, so I want him to be here too.
If I told you 2 years, $16 million with 11.5 guaranteed.
Done. Sign it today.
$8 million a year?
Yeah.
Sign it today.
That's not a bad deal.
Get it done.
You're in? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, all right.
Let's go see what else is on the market, though.
Okay.
I mean, I want to shop this offseason, dude.
I get it.
I don't want to be like, hey, we signed free agents. We signed Clowney. We signed Pickens.
Right.
No, you signed guys that were on a bad team last year.
Peyton Turner.
And it was your
team. Get new, better guys.
That's your promo. Like, I don't know if that's exactly what we're looking for in a promo, but it should be. All right, Dallas Cowboys overreaction reality. Having Jaden Blue and Phil Maffa means you don't need to bring back Javonte Williams.
Oh, man. Did they do this correctly? I loved Choppy talking about the comparison with the Rangers, how they would go out and get a Mike Minor, a Kyle Gibson, a Lance Lynn.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, dude, we got a guy, and we showed that we can rehabilitate a guy, but he was just a placeholder for our new guys. But then the Rangers were like, we don't have any new guys.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, new guys? We don't have anybody in the minor leagues that can throw. And so, but
they need more guys.
Yeah. The Cowboys have the players. Now, did Blue show me that he's changed? That he is a pro now? No. I saw one flash. That was it.
Yeah.
I need, like, that a whole season is what proves it. However, money is going to matter for sure in this situation. I want to see Maffa and Blue be the dudes. They got to earn it. They got to go take that from somebody. Javonte Williams showed me this year he knows how to earn it. And that's something that I got a lot of respect for.
And how to block. Man, fun fact about that, Jaden Blue scored the first touchdown of his career. So did Phil Maffa. Cowboys rookies with rushing touchdowns in the same game hadn't happened in 9 years since Dak and Zeke, and they did it 4 times that season. So, Alec, we go to you. Overreaction or reality? Having Blue and Maffa means you do not need to bring back Javonte Williams.
That is an overreaction times 1,000. Because, like Corey said, you haven't seen enough.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've heard more negative than positive about Jaden Blue when it comes to practice and when it comes to just watching the games. He hasn't been that good, and that's okay.
Agreed.
Because He's a rookie, and it's not like he was a premier pick going into this. Phil Mafah was on injured reserve all year. We got one look at him. Now, I would be intrigued to say, let's let those two kind of jockey for position in training camp without 14 other veterans that we're throwing out there and saying, yeah, anybody on the roster could be the starter, like we did last year. I don't want that. I want it to be, okay, you're going to be the number two. One of you guys is going to be the number two. Figure it out. Battle it out. I think that another veteran free agent comes in and wins the job next year. I don't think it's Javonte. I want it to be. I really, really do. I think sure. He's earned that. I think it would be like a Travis Etienne, you know, that is, he's got an expiring deal situation like Javonte Williams, where it's just like, we don't want to spend that kind of money. He has to take a one-year deal somewhere else. I could see something like that, and then they're the number two behind.
Now, I can explain this one if you want. And if, Cowboys overreaction or reality, if the Cowboys really want George Pickens, they have to get to it absolutely immediately. So my concern is, why do you say reality?
Well, his agent is a big factor here.
Right.
The fact that Jerry said both really does stand out to me because he does need to talk to both here. But you want to do this early so you can get it squared away. We don't need to wait around for leaves to fall. You want that player in training camp ready to go, too. All right. That's another factor. But it also helps you sort out your money so you know what you can spend going forward in free agency. If you're going to do this, Kevin, this is why I'm saying this. If you're going to do this thing in this offseason the right way, you need to be ahead of the curve on everything. Yeah. You can't wait around for anything. You don't have time to do that. You need to make sure you get your coaches in order, your team in order. Don't put them behind the eight ball and then say at the last minute, we're going to trade away your best pass rusher. And now that guy's got to go figure things out and be like, I don't know how I'm going to handle this defense. You have to do all these things early so everybody can get their plan started now. Otherwise, you're leaving people in limbo and you don't need to do that.
Can I use a specific numbers example? If you give George Pickens a long-term extension versus like what the franchise tag would look at, you can save at least $10 million for next year's cap on a long-term extension. So when you waiting for the leaves to fall, that's what the difference is. Alec, overreaction or reality? If the Cowboys really want to keep George Pickens, they have to get to it absolutely immediately.
It's a reality for a few different factors. It's not going to be the biggest free agent class of wide receivers out there this year, but there's always going to be that one team that screws it up for everybody else, right? Like we talk about it all the time. The Cowboys screwed it up for quarterback markets for every other team, essentially, with Dak's contract. The Jaguars a couple years ago when they signed Christian Kirk to that massive deal, you know, and it was like, where did that come from? You know, stuff like that happens. And then it's just going to incentivize Mulligetta, the agent, to be like, well, I was thinking this number, I can add $2 million more on there because this bum over in Jacksonville got this money or whatever, whatever that situation may be. But two, we all know how this goes. The longer they wait outside of that original window that people usually start having conversations and getting things done, if the Cowboys don't make it happen right then, it's not going to happen until when or after you guys are sitting on the tennis courts in Oxnard, which is just irritating as all hell.
All right,
I got a question. Yeah. This does go to the Eberflus conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guys are getting head coaching interviews right now.
Yeah.
Teams are, they fired six head coaches. We talked about not waiting for leaves to fall.
Correct.
Do you feel the same way there with him?
Yes.
You should have made your mind up.
How? I don't.
Three quarters of the way through the season?
Look. I don't understand the way they describe the defense, especially after the game yesterday, as if they still need to look back and do a lot of things. Once you were eliminated from the playoff, I'm not saying you sacrifice that game, but you should be able to split your time and be looking at why everything went down. Look, yeah, we need to go 8-8-1. It's the most important thing that's ever existed in the history of football. All right, great. Either way, you're not making the playoffs. So do some retrospective thinking right now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell us that. Like, I didn't expect Shoddy to come on there and be like, oh, yeah. If we give him more than 21 points, he's canned. But, like, you should have done that research behind the scenes.
These player exit interviews, do you think that there are going to be some players that are talking to Steven and Shoddy and Jerry and saying, hey, that guy was the problem?
Definitely. And maybe that's one of the things. But, I mean, those are taking place today, and maybe there'll be some more tomorrow. So then that leads to my final question. Dallas Cowboys overreaction or reality? When week one of the 2026 season hits, Matt Eberflus will still be the Cowboys defensive coordinator?
I don't think so. I think that's an overreaction.
Alec?
It's tough. I'm going to go overreaction as well. I think the player's opinion is going to matter a lot. You guys were just alluding to that. I think the exit interviews are going to be very telling, that they want somebody that's going to be a little bit easier to work with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And look, you heard Mickey.
Has a vision for their identity.
So, and that feels like the most, that and what Mickey said earlier, feels like the most damning parts of this whole thing.
That was Stephen Jones telling every other guy that wants to be the defensive coordinator, hey, here's your plan.
Yeah.
Walk in here and prove to us that you have an identity when we start interviewing.
I mean, it certainly wouldn't hurt. And then when you hear that not only is it the first time they've given up more than 500 points in a season, fine, there was an extra game. But guess what? Per game, you gave up more than any defense in Cowboys history, including in 1960 when they just started the team.
Well, that's not the worst in the history of the NFL, though, right?
That, I guess, is true, but I think you became the ninth player ever to, ninth team ever to give up 500-plus in a season.
So there's eight worse. So what's the problem?
That is a take. We're the KC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I told you it was a jam-packed expressway. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Burrito.
877-881.
Did you wait to eat that until this segment?
No.
Yeah. I think he did. Yep. Yep. Don't even try. Don't even try to lie to me, Majors. It is time. For AM on the FM, 877-881-1053, the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, how the Jets' historic incompetence could have made you a very, very rich person.
Dude, yes.
We'll get to that here in just a little bit. This is actually incredible.
I know this story. I'm excited about it.
It's actually awesome. And it just makes me look back in anger that I did not expect them to be this bad.
Oasis told you not to do that.
I know, but...
And I feel like I didn't really add anything to your segment when I go, dude, yeah. Sorry, I feel like I wasted your time there. I didn't actually add anything useful.
No, if anything, it's a seal of approval that you need to hear this story. So don't go anywhere. But we go to the National Day calendar. Oh, it's been a while. It's been a few days for me. But we woke up at 5 o'clock today, and that's the first thing that we did before we hit the road to go to the gym. We look at the National Day calendar. There's a lot going on. It's National Bird Day, so shout out to all the birds.
What's your favorite bird?
See, and
Big.
I was really afraid that you would say that. Yeah, because he helped that guy in the Egypt afterlife weigh his heart out with a feather, and so he got to go to
That wasn't follow that bird, right?
Whatever.
It was a different one.
I don't remember, but Big Bird helped that guy out with the pharaohs and stuff.
Yeah, I like roadrunners.
They're pretty cool.
Is that a bird?
Yeah. Meep, meep. That's right.
You know, they only paid that person for one meep, and then they just dubbed it over.
That's so cheap. No,
I'm just kidding.
There's no way. They sound different.
I'm just
they sound different.
Okay, I don't know.
Unless they did play the other one in reverse. Oh, my gosh. You can see that.
I'm just kidding. I have no knowledge of that. That
sounds text like, in your favorite bird.
Huh. That sounds like the most 2026 corporate thing, though.
Yes.
Is we're going to have you record one line and dub it over, and then we'll reverse it if we need to.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, now I have a conspiracy theory. Thank you. It is National Screenwriters Day.
Oh.
So you big movie buffs, you need to take some time to appreciate some of the best out there.
Let me ask you a question, Alec.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Oh, God.
What percentage of people do you think there was a time in their life where they're like, yeah, I wrote a screenplay?
Ooh, man. I think it's bigger, like a bigger percentage than you would realize.
Oh, I bet my thoughts about the percentage are about right.
I have two.
Yeah, see? I knew that's
they're
where
right
this
here
was
on this
going.
Computer right now. I'm just afraid.
Okay.
To put it in the world.
Okay. That terrifies me for some reason. I'm going to contest that this isn't a real holiday because I don't think anybody's ever said this. It is National Thank God It's Monday Day.
What?
Yeah. So I don't think that's actually real.
Garfield's furious.
Oh, yeah. He is absolutely livid right now. It's National Whipped Cream Day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Varsity Blues.
Hold on. What?
I mean.
We're going two totally different directions.
Seriously. If you're watching Landman, what happened in this last episode?
No.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know.
It was a lot of fun, which I don't always feel that way about Landman, but they're like, we don't really got to do anything with the plot.
And then, guys, we will focus in on National Keto Day. National Keto Day.
Yeah.
It is a day of remembrance and observance for people on ketogenic diets that cut carbs out of their diet to an extent where the body starts to consume fat instead of carbohydrates for fuel. So that made me think, what is something in life that you've tried and no matter how hard you try, you just can't bring yourself to do it? 877-881-1053, because I have tried the keto diet, and I know Eric Chiafalo around here somewhere. He can vouch how difficult that diet is to do for an extended amount of time. I've tried it probably two or three times now. I love carbs, and I cannot cut out carbs. I would rather work out twice as hard and twice as often then cut out carbs from my diet. I just can't. Like, dude, bread is awesome.
Mm.
Like, I love bread.
Yeah.
And I love rolls. And I love tortillas. Like, stuff like that.
Former Thanksgiving food winner, rolls.
Jeez, I forgot about that. Like, I just can't. And I've tried other kinds of interesting diets and stuff. Like, I've tried the juice cleanses. You know, going a whole week just drinking juices and whatnot. The headaches.
What was your favorite juice?
Ooh. I mean, the one seed is apple juice. Apple juice is awesome.
Ooh, I think I'd take orange juice.
I'll take pineapple.
Ooh, pineapple juice is incredible.
Because it tastes fantastic.
For who?
Oh.
Me!
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it helps out. Helps out. That's all I've heard.
What do you mean by that?
Google it, kids. Yeah, I'd say apple juice.
It's your segment, I'm asking you.
It's not. No, I don't have to answer. I can defer.
I'll say water chestnuts. I try to eat water chestnuts. I just can't. They're disgusting. I don't expect the crunch to taste like nothing, and it does. It tastes like nothing. I want it to taste like an apple. If anything else, taste like an apple if you're going to look like an apple and crunch like an apple. Yeah. But it doesn't do anything. So I've tried water chestnuts, but I refuse to even like them from here on. Sorry.
So in the spirit of that, I guess, I was going to say cauliflower crust pizza. I've been told by many people that it tastes the same. I think those people are my enemies because I do not think it tastes anything like real pizza.
It tastes like butter-covered cauliflower.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be this breakthrough where it's like, you can still eat pizza, not hate yourself looking in the mirror. But it was a lie.
Mike used to say cauliflower, and I don't know why that drove me so nuts that he said it that way, because I just said cauliflower, and I screwed that up. But
yeah, you did.
But he said, I've tried it. Mm-hmm. It's fine, but it doesn't. Don't tell me it's the same.
Yeah,
it's a substitute which is going to taste different. It does taste different.
Yeah,
and that's okay. I can still like that. That's perfectly okay for me to like that kind. But it's nowhere close to what real pizza is.
Mm.
Pizza's the greatest.
It really is. It is awesome. Now I want pizza. From the 682, Mike mispronounced a lot of things. That is true. From another 682, water chestnuts are incredible.
Oh, you're a liar.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
I often say that. But let's see, 877-881-1053. Something in life that you've tried and you just can't bring yourself to do it. From the 425, the fasting diet. Yeah, any kind of fasting, I just can't. Food rules. I love food, and I just can't. The headaches that I get from not eating. I mean, heck, even during the show, sometimes I get so caught up in doing stuff back here that I forget to eat, like, the snacks I have in my bag. And by the time we get out of here at 2 o'clock, my head is pounding just because I forgot to eat. And for somebody that eats a ton of calories like I do, it's kind of incredible that I can forget to eat. Mm-hmm. But I do, and the headaches are incredible. So if you do the keto, any of the juice cleanses, fasting, any kind of diets like that that really take away your intake, good on you. I just can't.
From the 972, I've tried not speeding while driving. Haven't done too well at that at all. That's why my license was suspended. Not mine, but that person.
That's not great.
I'm with you. The other day, I looked up and I was going 50 in a 40, and that's speeding, technically. To those who consider speeding. And I was driving past a cop, and I was like, oh, no, I shouldn't have been driving that fast. They didn't see me, and they let me go. But I just, my body naturally wants to go a speed. That's just the way it is. My body wants to go a certain speed all the time.
Like Lightning McQueen.
It's right about 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. That just seems how it is. Even if I'm like going, it's 75, I want to go 90. You know, I'm just kind of in that range. That's just how I am, man.
Wow. You know, I just call that being an overachiever.
Thank you.
You just always want to take the next step. You always want to be that much quicker than the next person. I like it. that's a real workhorse right there.
Thank you.
I like that. I see somebody said from the 817, I tried to stop smoking weed and quickly realized this is just stupid.
Oh, okay.
I like the thought process there. It's just stupid. Not it was too difficult or whatever. This is just stupid.
I appreciate you out there.
I do appreciate that. Coleslaw from the 972.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean, no?
I don't get it.
I get it.
What if we picked up some grass and threw some goo on it? Here you go.
It's like it's a watered down ranchy thing that's got some vinegar in it. Yeah. All right, and it tastes good on top of a barbecue, a pork sandwich.
Yeah, I just hate it that I'm the difficult person because I don't want your weird grass goo on my food.
I will say, Kevin, and regarding grass goo, that's a great name for it. But. I have a great appreciation for the person that, like, I've set out food for all of us to eat.
Yeah.
And now you're not scooping. I'm not going to go, why don't you get some of that? Yeah. That's never been me because I'll eat that. I'll eat it. Let me get after it. All right.
Okay.
You don't have to eat it. I will.
Okay.
But why did grandma always do that, though? You need to eat some of this, and I don't want to, grandma.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things our grandparents did and thought that maybe we shouldn't keep doing.
Like what?
Care to dive in on
man,
that?
Man, I got a story. The next time my grandma
I've
said something.
I've been watching Fallout. I understand.
My grandma said something in the car once, the very first time I brought Brandon's mom with me, and holy crap.
Oh,
I almost ran my car off the road. I was in shock.
From the 903, okra, no matter how it's made, is nasty.
Mm.
I'll disagree with you.
My wife loves okra.
I do.
And then from the 940, just validating all of my thought processes. I'm on day five of a 10-day juice cleanse. This is about the time I start hating myself.
Does that mean you can only drink juice?
Yes. Like blended up juices, different fruits and veggies and stuff, and different compounds at different times of the day to give you different nutrients at different times and kind of spread it out. I made it through 3 days of a 7-day cleanse and I quit. It was like my head hurt so bad. It was incredible. So if you do it, great job. I'm proud of you. I'm not proud of us for not making these bets as a show, gentlemen. New York Jets Matt at NYJ Matt on Twitter X had an incredible number that I wish I would have bet on the incompetence of the New York Jets. If you bet $100 week one that the Jets opponent's quarterback would not throw an interception, and then you reinvested your winnings week over week taking that same bet, you would currently have just under $6 million.
Wow!
Because the Jets, as we joke about, they were terrible this season, but their defense under defensive-minded head coach Aaron Glenn did not generate a single interception this season. So if you would have bet that every single week and just reinvested that same amount of winnings, each week, week over week, you would have about $5.7 million in profit.
That's unbelievable.
Nobody tell me about that beforehand.
Well, I think it's probably because the New York Jets became the first NFL team since 1933 to not have an interception all year.
We'll do that in the C block next.
Oh, because I probably wouldn't have said it's been 92 years. It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Like that wouldn't have
They're
been.
Due.
Okay, that probably wouldn't have been my guess. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
Years.
Yeah, it's due.
Now's the time.
Yeah,
I'm putting in the call.
That feels like very flawed logic. Coming up next. It is, in fact, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Well, we were going to talk about the Jets, but now I don't know. We'll see next.
That couldn't have been your whole segment.
Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.